Dr. Stephen Bucci is IBM's issue lead for cyber and writes for the Security Debrief blog, a former DHS official, and he's with me to talk about how this strategy might address the cybersecurity challenges we all face. Dr. Bucci, great to talk to you again. Thanks for being on the program today.
It's my pleasure, Francis. I'm glad to be here.
What are you hearing about this cybersecurity strategy, when we might see it, and what it might look like?
Well, the word out and that has been in the news is that it's complete and is on Secretary Gates' desk for his approval. Obviously, he could make changes because he's the boss, but you know, generally when it gets to that level, one expects it to come out fairly close to the way it goes in, because the Secretary has probably been involved in the process along the way as well. So hopefully soon, Secretary Gates has left most of the cyber work to Deputy Secretary of Defense Lynn, but I know he's been involved in it and been kept up to date, so he realizes the importance of getting the strategy out and starting to take action on it.
Will this be specific marching orders, do you think, for the new cyber command, or is this more of a policy guideline and as implied by the name strategy document?
I would imagine it'll be a little of both. I mean, they've spent the last year plus organizing themselves for this, you know, setting up Cyber Command. Each of the services have set up their individual cyber components that not only work the issues for the service, but then become the forces that are chopped to Cyber Command when necessary. So, you know, most of the organizational general stuff has occurred. And now we're hopefully going to get some of the specifics where they'll start actually executing some of this stuff beyond the day-to-day defensive things that they've been doing all along.
There was a period of time where the term cybersecurity was kind of monolithic, and it really just involved protecting networks. And that definition is pretty much out the window, and there are a number of specialties, number of disciplines within the umbrella of cybersecurity. Now this term cyber war is starting to pop up more and more often. Are we still at the stage where cyber war is kind of a monolithic concept, or are we already starting to see the tree splitting branches, so to speak?
Well, I mean, there's still quite a bit of debate on that. One of the most interesting things about this area and one of the most daunting is that we don't have all the definitions set yet. There is very little agreement across the intellectual spectrum or the political spectrum of the definition of most of these terms. You know, there are some very eminent folks who've said we're at cyber war today. It's ongoing, and everything that's happening, you know, every time there's a potential hack or a scan or a probe of a network, that's an attack. There are other people who try to be, I think, a little more precise and see cyber war as something that's at the upper end of that spectrum of danger and ability level that is a little more, and that most of the day-to-day stuff we get really doesn't rise to the level of a war or even an attack, but that there are lesser crimes, if you will, that are below that have to be dealt with either by other folks than the national level, or, you know, I mean, you don't want the president having to deal with every time somebody probes your personal computer. That we need a little more precision than that.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges in trying to ascertain some of those definitions? You mentioned some of the different influences that weigh in there, but it seems to me that having a set terminology, a jargon to use about this stuff would really be helpful when it's something as serious as cybersecurity and cyber war.
Oh, it's essential for us to really come up with honest-to-goodness solutions, and we're not there yet. I mean, I have a typical non-technical guy's Pollyanna-ish feeling that we'll figure out the tech part of it, but the legal, definitional, policy, you know, regulation issues are still huge. There are lots of people who don't think the government should even have a role in this because they're very worried about their personal privacy from the government. Other people, you know, want the government to come down hard because in many cases they've been bothered by this or hit by some entity, either a criminal entity or even a nation state or an intelligence service. There's a lot of stuff going on, Francis, I mean, all the time. And, again, does that necessarily rise to the level of war? That's pretty debatable. And we're in the midst of that debate right now. And until we get a little closer to resolution, we may never get all the way there, but if we could at least get a little closer, we'd be better equipped to respond to it. But we're just not there yet.
The 800-pound gorilla in the room in all of these conversations, Dr. Bucci, is the budget situation that we're in. No budget for the rest of FY 2011. FY 2012 still kind of out there and looking. I mean, we have document, but everybody knows that what the document looks like and what actually passes are never the same thing. How does that fit in to this picture of trying to determine these definitions and then trying to implement a strategy like DOD is about to come out with?
Well, there are a lot of us that are very concerned. As I said, you know, last year, the pretty much the entire year went to organizing and setting up the structures that would execute these things. And most of us, you know, were getting a little antsy even last year, but we assumed that then this year, all right, the deck chairs are all lined up. Let's start moving forward and executing some of this. But now we're in the midst of this budget sort of confusion, if you will. And, you know, the government, if they don't have money, they can't do that. They can't execute contracts. They can't take the steps forward and develop the capabilities that they need. And that's really got a lot of us kind of concerned, obviously on the private sector side, because we, you know, we're the ones who live on those contracts, but the government, or, you know, our counterparts are concerned as well, because this is an issue where it's not something that we really can afford to kick down the road. These are things that need to be happening today, because there are intrusions. There are people that are poking at our networks and trying to get inside them. And we don't necessarily have all of the capabilities we need to protect them. And until the budget issues are squared away, we're not going to have them.
Dr. Stephen Bucci, IBM's issue lead for cyber and a contributor to the Security Debrief blog. Thanks for being on the program with me today.
It's my pleasure, Francis. Thank you for having me.
Happy to do it.